What are the advantages of being a council house tenant?
Well, I think the first is that it's a tenancy for life. As long as you behave according to the tenancy agreement, which is really the, sort of the rules of being a council tenant, then you have the right to live there until you die, quite frankly. The tenancy agreement states what the council will do for you while you're a tenant and what the council expects you will do for being a tenant, in essence. And some of the main advantages of a council tenant are that the council will provide an affordable home with a good repair service, that is a decent quality home, and will also give you lots of opportunities to be involved in the future shape and running of your home and your neighbours around you. And clearly we want you to get more and more involved in the local community and then work with the council to improve not only your home and the services it provides, but the local community.
And what happens if you don't follow the tenancy agreement?
Well, the council will work with you and inform you as soon as it is aware you've breached the tenancy. And it will come and visit you or write to you to warn you what the problem is and what you need to do to rectify the problem. But if you continue to breach the tenancy agreement or break it, you know, for example, by not paying your rent, then ultimately the council can go to court, which could ultimately lead to you losing your home. But the important thing is that the council will try and work with you and give you lots of support and bring in other people if necessary, so that you can resolve your financial difficulties and help with benefits, advice and so forth. And then will it enable you to pay a little bit off your rent above what your rent is. So, for example, your rent plus £2 or £3 per week, which you then expected to keep to, and then there will be no further action. Alternatively, if you are a perpetrator of antisocial behaviour, then again it will give you several warnings and expect you or your children or your friends that visit the household, whomever is causing the antisocial behaviour, to stop it. But if that continues, then again the council does have the powers to ultimately evict you, and it will do so, but it wants to try and ensure that you have support and do prevent that kind of thing happening. So in essence, it's about if you play by the rules and accept the support given by the council, then it will be your home for life. If you don't, the council will try and provide resources to assist you, but if you ignore those, then ultimately the council could take your home away from you.
If I have a noisy neighbour or people causing me trouble where I live, what can I do about it?
Well, the first thing I'd say is try and talk to your neighbour and see if you can resolve it locally. If you can't, or if you're scared of doing it, well, of course you can contact the police, who may be able to visit your neighbour. But the council provide a number of services that may be able to support you. For a start, there's the noise nuisance service, and that telephone number is available in the phone book or on the council website. And they are open at night, and you can ring them, and they have a mobile patrol unit that will be able to visit your neighbour. You know, for example, if it's a party or if it's your neighbour playing regular loud music. If your neighbour is a council tenant, then the local or a housing association tenant, then their landlord will be involved, and they could then take various action on your behalf. And that action could ultimately lead to court, for which evidence will need to be gathered from people including you and maybe other neighbours, or they could take out an injunction, which in essence means that your neighbour must stop doing whatever they were doing, for example loud music noise, and if they continue doing that, they are then in a breach of the injunction and could then end up back in court and it could be a higher offence. If your neighbour owns their own property, then again the council could get out an injunction, but it would have to be working through a different council team for that. So I think the important thing is to start recording it and dealing with it, and in essence the council try and resolve most of these complaints locally. There's an organisation called the Leeds Mediation Service for which the council may invite you and your neighbour that you're not getting on with to attend meetings facilitated by an independent person, a mediator, to talk through the difficulty so you can arrange, so you can understand what the problem is and resolve it locally. But ultimately, the council and the law do have a lot of powers, which could mean taking legal action, and some of that legal action could be quite severe legal action.
Mm-hmm.